Stand by for the showdown. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president wants that military funding bill on his desk so he can veto it, after which he expects Congress to give him a straight-up bill to keep the Iraq war going until he says so. And that's exactly what Congress will do, because, as we've been told, this is a war we can't afford to lose. Of course, at $400 billion, it's starting to look like a war we can't afford to win either, except since we don't actually get taxed for it, most of us don't take that number seriously. The cost isn't the reason the president's tanked in the polls. It's the seeming hopelessness of the cause. We need a little more than John McCain buying carpet. We need to hear stuff like, well, like Paul Wolfowitz was saying back in 2003.
These are Arabs, 23 million of the most educated people in the Arab world, who are going to welcome us as liberators. And when that message gets out to the whole Arab world, it is going to be powerful counter to Osama bin Laden. The notion that we're going to earn more enemies is just nonsense.
See, I play that whenever I need a boost, like after Meet the Press, where ex-General Anthony Zinni was the latest guest to write a book on the theme, I'm a general and I haven't got the answer either.
We have caused in the center of the Middle East a place where we could have a sanctuary for extremist groups, where Shia and Sunni strife can spill over, where we could have an Iranian or Persian Arab conflict.
Okay, stop. We know it's bad. All we taxpayers can do is tell ourselves, on this tax day, in the fourth year of the Bush tax cuts, that however much the other stuff the government does is costing us, at least we're getting the war for free. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.